War communism really refers to the Civil War, which started after the Bolsheviks came to power and the peasants especially didn't appreciate the regime once after having initially been given back their land. It was then sort of expropriated, all of their surplus was expropriated, and their land was becoming nationalized again, and they could see that they wouldn't be able to keep hold of their land. So it was the Civil War that it usually refers to, but there's also a sense in which it refers to World War One, and that's because Lenin did partially base his idea of central planning and what would become the policies of war communism in part on wartime regimes where the militarization of the economy led to greater central planning or state capitalism, as Lenin called it. So in that sense, war communism could be said to also be based on World War One. And of course, war communism refers to the period 1918 to 1921 approximately, and in particular the planning aspects and the attempts to bring communism during that period. And again, a quick reminder that this war communism attempt, these policies, were put into place when the economy had already been quite ravaged by World War One, and there had been further disruption and chaos during the February Revolution and in general in trying to have changeovers of government. And there were shortages of even staple food items before the Bolsheviks came to power, as well as after. So, although we will be arguing that the policies made things worse, it did start from a pretty bad place to begin with.